Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and everything lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. So our choices matter. What we do matters. And it matters every single day. No one can take responsibility for your health or your life but you. And so you have to make those responsible choices to be healthy. But, you know, the cool thing about it is that whatever we do, doesn't matter. If you're eating healthier, starting a new exercise routine, adding certain foods into your diet, modifying your lifestyle, managing your stress, sleeping better, whatever it is. It's about lifestyle. So what we give ourselves, what we give our bodies every single day, the tools we give it, the nutrition that we give, all of that matters. And so no one is going to help take responsibility for your health more than you. And so you got to step up and really help take responsibility to make an impact and help, because really, it comes down to what you do every single day. It's not some magical formula and just magic pill. It is something that we have to work on each day. Very, very important. Gardening is a big topic. And now, one thing I'll tell you is that gardening does not count as exercise. Okay, and they may say it does, but I'm telling you, that's not the kind of exercise that's going to yield really good health benefits for you. There's a lot more work that has to be done than just that. All right, but nonetheless, gardening is good, and it's a good thing, and it's healthy for you. So spending time in a garden can help soothe the agitation that commonly strikes people with dementia. So when you look at about 17 past studies, British researchers found that evidence that watering plants or sitting or strolling in a garden can help soothe some dementia patients' anxiety. So dementia, as it progresses, it's common for people to become anxious, restless, and agitated. According to the Alzheimer's Association, sometimes there's a medical reason, such as chronic pain, and the person with dementia just can't explain it. And Dr. Mark Stecker, who's the chairman of neurosciences at Winthrop University Hospital in New York, he said that although the problem stems from dementia itself, families and caregivers can often try reassurance of a calm presence, but just a nice smile can help, really. So even when we can't understand the language, we know from time that we're children that what a smile means, that it's great. So it's also helpful to dementia patients as a distraction, playing a game or taking a car ride. But what makes sense, they say, is the fact that gardening is making such a big difference, is going out in the garden and just being there. Around the small amount of work that it takes, but yet the meticulousness of it is extremely healthy for the brain. So the brain has certain instincts that even with dementia that it can pull on from memory to be able to do those daily tasks, and so that can be very, very helpful with those basic instincts. Which is interesting. It really is. It's a very, very cool thing. So even when the brain's impaired, it goes back to its basic instincts. And gardening, for a lot of people, can be that. So if you, one of the things I just don't like to see, and I know it has to happen with some people, but one of the things I just don't like to see is people that just, the elderly that are forgotten. People that get dementia that are forgotten, and they're just kind of pushed to the side. They're still living people, and they still have hopes, they still have dreams, they still have desires, they still have a life. And when they're considered out of the productive side of society, then they're tend to be discarded. And I don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair either. So I think that, we have to find activities for our loved ones that have been dealing with some of these disease or health challenges and give them options to, have a higher quality of life. I think that's extremely important. More than anything. So they can make a difference. Powerful to see somebody's life change in a great way. 888-283-7272. And there you can find all the help that you need to really be able to thrive with your health. Let's go to Mary. Hi, Mary.
I've got a problem with my fingernails. They're all starting to split from the top all the way down to the cuticle or break off, and it all started all of a sudden.
All right, well, and one of the big keys you got to look at with the splitting of the nails, a lot of times there's a certain vitamin or mineral deficiencies that can be causing that. And you can do some blood testing, figure out what that is. You can do a simple little blood test that will give you an overview of, what might be going on inside there. And that is a, really big tool to be able to help. I would check that out first and foremost. Now, the other thing, too, you want to look at that's important in the splitting of the nails, too, is iron. Okay, they're out of those vitamin and mineral deficiencies, a lot of times iron can be the culprit. But sometimes it's not just not having enough iron. Sometimes it can be the absorption of your iron. You may not be absorbing enough, and that really can become a bit of an issue, and that's what you want to look at. Okay, so the challenge is making sure that everything balances. That's the bigger key. All right. Because at the end of the day, if you do have nutritional deficiencies, they're not balancing out where they need to be, then there's a bit of a challenge there. So I would get some testing done. Your physician, or get in touch with one of our lifestyle providers, and they can do some of that testing. Or our clinics, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, we have multiple clinics that can help you along the way. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call or go to the website. Now, fruit is powerful. I talk about it quite a bit. But fruit, they say now, every day can help your heart. And I think that's really, really a cool thing and really interesting as well. Just because fruits and vegetables we know are healthy for us, right? But 1.5% of Americans actually eat vegetables. We eat more fruit than we eat vegetables. Correct, probably because it's sweet. But they did a study, a large study out of China, and it suggests that eating fresh fruit regularly can help prevent heart attacks and strokes. And adults who ate fresh fruit like apples and oranges every day had about one-third of reduction of dying from a heart attack or stroke. Matter of fact, fruit consumption is important for cardiovascular health, said lead researcher Dr. Liming V, who is the vice president of Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences in Beijing. But the study participants who ate fruit more often had lower blood pressure and blood sugar and less frequent fruit eaters. So again, they did a study on this with about 500,000 adults aged 30 to 79 who had no history of heart disease. And fewer than 1 in 5 ate fruit on a daily basis. Over 7 years, those who ate the equivalent of roughly half a cup of fruit a day had significantly lower risk of major cardiovascular disease, a study found. This is on the New England Journal of Medicine. And the two U.S. experts weighed in on this. They said cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of avoidable and premature death globally. So previous studies have shown that diets high in fruit are associated with a lower risk of heart disease. Powerful. Sweet, delicious, easy to eat, and makes a tremendous difference in our overall health. 888-283-7272. Your healthcare on demand.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind.
But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InScapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. We're always here for you, each and every day. Your healthcare on demand. Because we're here, all original health programming, health and wellness and medical clinics called the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, where your lifestyle is your medicine. Providers to give you the care that you need, natural organic supplements to be able to help you and support you along the way, protocols, eating protocols, strategies, exercise protocols, how to get your health back, how to build your health back, all of that. It's your health, right? It's your greatest wealth, and that's what we're here for each and every day, to support you and help you and equip you. That's what it's about. Karen, you're next on the line. How can I help?
Recently, I had to go up to the emergency room because I had some severe pain, and I was diagnosed with acute pancreatitis and was told to go on a certain liquid type fast for a few days to bring the inflammation down. And I've been following that diet. However, I have slipped up in the fact that I've been eating boiled eggs to bring my protein level up because I have hypoglycemia and I get really, really tired. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I can do to keep my energy level up without the protein. Drinks like Gatorade and stuff, they can irritate my system and also give me migraines.
Okay. Yeah, a couple of things you've got to look at. First, we've got to figure out what the deficiencies are. It's a big one, right? So even with any areas, pancreas, whatever area you're talking about, you've got to figure out why the body's breaking down in the first place. So it's the root cause. And again, sometimes we don't know, but a lot of times we do. And the blood work is some other basic testing that can be done clinically can really help get those numbers. You can figure out exactly what's there. You can easily see what's happening inside the body, what is, what's not, and build a good solid game plan. So that's where I would start. And again, simply, it's not just something as simple as take this herb or eat this berry or do that. It really comes down to more of an overall game plan of what your body needs. That really is the ultimate key and the first thing you want to focus in on. All right. 888-283-7272. Give us a call where your health care is on demand. So annual COPD costs are going to hit about $49 billion by 2020. All right. CDC said this. The medical costs for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease in the United States are more than $32 billion each year. According to new research from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the yearly financial toll of COPD, which includes emphysema and chronic bronchitis, is expected to reach an estimated $49 billion. So for the first time, analysis provides different, like, state-specific costs for COPD. And the medical costs associated with COPD are primarily paid for by Medicare. So COPD forced Americans to miss an estimated 16 million days of work, costing nearly about $4 billion. Overall, COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, it's a serious lung condition that creates scarring and is very challenging to a lot of people. It's chronic. It's in a lower respiratory area. It's the third leading cause of death in the U.S., according to the news release. So roughly 80% of COPD-related deaths are due to smoking. And in 2010, the condition claimed almost 135,000 lives in the United States. Following year, it was estimated about 13 million adults in the U.S. had COPD. So again, it's smoking is a big deal, right? And so it's one of those situations that we have to do everything we can to make the right choices. If you have COPD, just know that there's a lot you can do with your lifestyle to unwind that and to get things back where they need to be. So you don't have to be stuck. You really can unwind a lot of it by making better choices. L-taurine, there was a study that came out, L-taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. It's an amino acid. It can help regenerate a lot of what's lost with the smoking. So it can help rejuvenate a lot of the lung tissue. There was a study done about that. So, again, nothing is promised and nothing is presented as a complete rehabilitation on that. But there is some hope that they say about every 8 years your lungs can regenerate from the point for the damage that was done from the smoking. So it's pretty cool. The body regenerates. It's very, very neat how that can happen. And then you can give your body a second lease on life many times. 888-283-7272, where your healthcare is on demand. I'm America's Health Coach, as always, here for you. And you can give me a call. Go to 888-283-7272. Whenever you're struggling with anything, we're here for you. That's what this whole show is about, to give you a better life, a better lifestyle, to make better choices, to be able to live and thrive and do better. All of that really does make a difference. So a lot of the gene mutations are happening right now. Genetic mutation seems to be ramping up in the brain now that we're getting better understanding of how mutation triggers feeling of pleasure and gratification. So obesity is typically caused by a combination of overeating, lack of physical activity, and genetics. So the most common genetic cause of obesity is a mutation in the melanocortin 4 receptor gene. This is British research. Found in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, scientists compared 8 people who were obese and had the MC4R gene mutation with 10 people who were overweight or obese that did not have it. Using functional MRI scans, study authors observed how pictures of tempting foods, such as chocolate cake, activated the reward centers of the brains. The response to the photos of appetizing foods was then compared to the different groups. And surprisingly, participants who were the same age and weight had different responses to those. Those with the genetic mutation were stimulated more. Pretty amazing. So there is a genetic component to it. It's not everything, but it's genetics. And you can overcome your genetics. I always say you can beat genetics in a lot of ways with our lifestyle choices and what we commit to do each day. 888-283-7272.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has passed the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. After the bill's passage, Speaker Nancy Pelosi touted the importance of the legislation.
So on this occasion, and I think I can safely say, and I've said this to my colleagues in the House on the Democratic side, this is the most consequential legislation that many of us will ever be a party to.
No Republican member of the House voted for the package. Texas GOP Congressman Jody Arrington criticized the bill for being a blue state bailout instead of COVID relief.
It's because Speaker Pelosi is throwing her tax dollars at Democrat cronies like a float tapped and thrown throws beads at a Mardi Gras parade. Bailouts for union pensions. Bailouts for cash flush states like California. Bailouts for schools who still refuse to open their doors to struggling students.
President Biden is expected to sign the bill before the weekend when federal unemployment benefits would expire. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
If you're tired of springing forward and falling back, there's a move in the Senate to do away with daylight savings time. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
A bipartisan group of senators have renewed efforts to permanently end the twice-a-year daylight savings time transition. First incorporated on July 1, 1908, the residents of Port Arthur, Ontario, Canada, initiated the plan. In 1970, Port Arthur became Thunder Bay, and with nearly 2,200 hours of sunlight each year, Thunder Bay is the sunniest city in eastern Canada. The time change was first initiated in the United States during World War I, and then reinstituted again during World War II, all a part of the war effort's energy-saving plan. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, Republican from Mississippi, says the public safety improvements, economic benefits, as the well-being of the American people are all excellent, credible reasons to embrace year-long daylight savings time. End quote. Arizona and Hawaii are the only states that do not participate in DST. Oh, and by the way, daylight savings time is this weekend as we spring forward 1 hour early Sunday morning. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And University of Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long is stepping down just days after letting go of head football coach Les Miles for allegations of inappropriate behavior with female students during his time at LSU. Long hired Miles in 2018 and said he'd done his due diligence on the coach in the hiring process. In a statement, Long said he no longer wanted to be a distraction to the athletes at the school. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Are you living in shape? In Shape University is what it's all about. It's about getting your life in shape, whether it's exercise, getting moving, getting lean. A lot of people want to get the abs, the six-pack. They want to have fit and trim, the V. They want to get rid of the hips and the thighs. But I think getting in shape is something that we all want. Fit is healthy. Strong is the new thin, as they say, and strong is healthy. So it's not so much just about looking like the latest Hollywood star, but it's really about getting in shape. You know, it really is about living a healthy lifestyle, and that's what this is about, and that's what I love really pushing people for, is to get in shape. You know, it's funny because when I was in high school and middle school and played sports my whole life, they would always say, you've got to get in shape. Time to get in shape. Got to go stay after practice, run extra to get in shape. And that was always a concept that reigned with me of what it meant to be in shape. It's like there's always life is is in season all the time. Like, we have to be in shape. I want to be in shape every day. I don't want to be able to not walk upstairs. I want to be able to do a pull-up. I want to be able to do a push-up. I want to be able to go water ski. I want to be able to snow ski and not say, well, I'm this age, so I can't do that anymore because I might break something or I might tear something. Like, I hear that a lot by people, and it's like, when is it that you turn 60 or 70 and you can't go snow skiing anymore? Like, what's up with that? You're worried you're going to break a hip? Really? I mean, when I go and do these sporting things that I do, I snowboard. I'm a huge snowboarder. Love it. And water skiing and wakeboarding and do these events, these sports that I do that I really enjoy and I love. When I get out and do these things, it's interesting just to watch people and listen to people and how they really think. Because it's amazing to see that some people really just think that at a certain age, it's time to hang it up. Or you gain 50 pounds, so you just can't do that anymore. And it's just, that's part of your youth. That was then. It's not now. That was back then, not now. But the reality is that we can still stay in shape and do the things we need to do. But I will tell you this, that as you get into different decades of life, it's important that you maintain your flexibility. It's important that you maintain your core strength. And it's important that you maintain your overall strength to keep your body in a certain place so that you can function well. And one of those keys, as much as I would say exercise 5 to 6 days a week, I would say move at least 6 days a week. I don't care what it is. You have to do something 6 days a week to get your body moving. And if you're high intensity all the time, you want to go 5 and take 2 days off. So I'm okay with that. If you really push hard, you can go 5 days and take 2 off. But you really got to get out and get moving. I mean, it is important. So what I want to talk about to help get in shape is kind of the opposite of that is recovery. And I think it's something that we don't put enough emphasis on, but yet we need to, right? So even if you go to the extreme and you start exercising, I know people that work out 7 days a week, don't ever take time off. That's crazy. Your body can't handle that. So recovery is as much important to not get injured as it is. And this is to, if you're focused on losing body fat and getting lean and getting healthy, your recovery methods are as important as your workout methods. And it's important to get the two together. So recovery is everything. So I want to talk about what to do to really get the best recovery possible. Now, number one is you want to look at doing some things for sore muscles. So fitness-related sore muscle or muscle soreness is so common that it has a name. They actually gave it a clinical name. It's called DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. And so what happens is that the delayed onset muscle soreness sets in a day or two following a strenuous fitness routine caused by the microscopic tears within the muscle tissue created during an intense exercise activity. It's a cool, listen, here's the thing. I got to tell you, I'm addicted to it. I've been doing it since I was like 17, okay? And I am literally addicted to that DOMS. If that's my addiction, then I'm cool with that. All right. If I don't get that soreness on the second day, I will tell myself you are a biggest wuss because you didn't push hard enough in your workout. You know, what were you thinking? How could you ever do? And this is such a funny comment. You may not relate to this at all, and you may think you're crazy. I cannot believe that, to be sore. That's why I don't work out, because I can't walk the next day. Well, then it's good that you can't walk the next day and you're sore and it hurts to sit down on the toilet. Like, get moving. It's better than sitting around and doing nothing. But really, if I don't have that soreness, then I feel like I didn't work hard enough. If I feel like I wussed out. I really do. So it's one of those things that we really have to focus in on. But DOMS is great. But here's the thing. If it lasts too long, I mean, I've had soreness like that last a week. And so if that soreness lasts a long time, it can really impede. It's too much. And you got to make sure you're recovering well enough and not being stuck in that, because you have to recover with this sort of thing. It's vital. You have to get the recovery in for your body, or your performance will suffer, and your performance suffers, you can get injured, and then you can't work out as frequently as you want to, and that's a big deal. So getting in shape, it's important to recover. So here's a couple ways to improve your recovery. Number one is stretch. Stretching before your workout and after your workout, what we call dynamic stretching or static stretching, different types. Those static are the kind you hold, you know, where you like lean down and grab your hamstring, hold it. or the dynamic is where you movement. Like if you reach down to touch your toes and come all the way back up, that's what we call a dynamic stretch. Static is where you hold it. So warming up before weight training is another big one too. You want to get on and do some kind of stretching and at least cardiovascular work, maybe 5 minutes of warm up before you get on the weights. I never walk into the gym and just start throwing the weights around. If you watch me, I go in, I'm very meticulous in the way I do this. I warm up for 5 minutes on a treadmill. I walk on an incline of about 5.5 and at about 3.7 miles an hour. And I stay at that pace for 5 to 7 minutes till I feel warm. Then I go over and I'll go to the dumbbells and I'll grab some little 5-pound dumbbells and I'll do all kinds of different range of motion with my shoulder. And little presses, side raises, rear raises, twisting movements to get my shoulders completely warmed up if I'm doing upper body. So I do that for 5 minutes. Then I go start warming up on my main area, like if I'm going to do back or if I'm going to do arms or shoulders or chest. Then I go and get started on the moderate weight and then I go up to a heavy weight. Okay, I do all that so I don't get injured. Okay, but that's important for recovery too. You want to hydrate too. Hydration is important. Half your body weight in ounces of water every day. And again, if you're sweating a lot, live in hot climates, you might want to increase that by about 25%. All right. Now, workout with the correct form is important too. This is extremely important for not getting injured and recovering well. So you want to be aware of your posture. You want to make sure that whatever exercise you're doing, you've got great form. Great form, there's no heavy weight with sloppy form that's going to outdo lighter weight with great form as far as building a healthy, strong body. Just not going to happen. Now, some of the post-workout methods that are really good to get rid of sore muscles and to help recovery is cryotherapy. So jump in an ice bath, basically. You get into ice bath and they have these actual locations now, like cryotherapy clinics where you can go in. It's not really a clinic, but go in and you can do cryotherapy. They even have the cryotherapy machines you can get at home. Those are really good. So you want to do that right after a workout. They did all kinds of clinical trials on this and found that muscle soreness was reduced. Matter of fact, all your elite athletes do cryotherapy to recover. If they're training every day or having to perform every day, they do cryotherapy for about 10 minutes, and it just improves their recovery in an amazing way. You want to heat up later in the day, too. A few hours after an intense fitness session, you can apply a heating pad or a heat source. The muscle tightness is a big part of that, so heating pads are really good. Pineapple or tart cherries, check this out. Bromelain is an enzyme found in pineapples. It's got strong anti-inflammatory benefits, but recent research also said that anti-inflammatory power of tart cherries or tart cherry juice has also been shown to significantly reduce inflammation in the body. Pretty cool. So that's another tool you can use to really get in shape. Because again, when you're getting in shape, if you want to lose body fat, tighten up, get your body fit, really get healthy, the recovery aspect of your workouts are extremely important. So, you know, just to recap, you want to make sure that you stretch, whether it's dynamic holding or movement stretching, dynamic or static. And then you want to warm up for your weight training. If you're going to do any type of workout session, warm up. Spend 5 to 10 minutes warming up. Never miss that. Hydrate yourself. Half your body weight in ounces of water every single day is going to help your body get in the best shape possible. Work out with correct form. Don't be sloppy. Jump in an ice bath or get in a cold shower for at least about 2 minutes after a workout, and it'll improve recovery. Heat up later in the day. You can always use heating pads on certain areas of the muscles that tend to get sore or joints that get sore. And consider using pineapple or tart cherries a couple times a day. Who needs anti-inflammatories? Just eat a bunch of tart cherries, right? So your sore muscles, the day after your workout, you want to use them. Don't sit around and think my muscles are sore. The muscle soreness, we always say it kind of works itself out. That's not really what happens. But it helps the healing process of the blood flow. You can ice during recovery and massage therapy. Massage therapy, extremely important aspect for muscle recovery and recovery after workout. So elite athletes all use those. The cryotherapy, and it makes a huge difference in your overall health. So I would get started with some of these tools to really get your body in shape. More information is at our website. Go check us out there. If you look for a lifestyle provider, someone to kind of take you by the hand and teach you what this really means, check us out at our website or get to one of our clinics, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, multiple campuses around the country where we can help you. We can coach people all around the world, plus all natural supplements and protocols at our website that you can check out, as well as our TV show, radio shows, and podcasts. We always love being with you to help you get in shape. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if your body can get sick, you can also get well. That's the cool part of it. Our lifestyles are medicine. In so many different ways, our lifestyle can take us to the next level with our health and life. Let's get to the phones and talk to Tricia. Hi, Tricia.
I'm calling because I had back surgery, and I had long, beautiful hair, and it all fell out after I had the surgery from the IV drugs they were giving me in the hospital. And I was just wondering, I think it's starting to grow back in now, and I was wondering what I could take to help it.
Well, a couple things. We know that biotin is really good for the hair, but your omega-3 fatty acids are really important, too. So cod liver oil is one of my favorites, but most fish oils are great, depending on the quality. Fish oil can be very, very helpful. And the other thing that really is great, too, that you can check out and look at is to take a look at, for your hair, probiotics, actually, because when your gut's healthy, everything in the body will be healthy. Zinc is really good, too, and all your B vitamins, but biotin's a big one. And then your proteins, okay, your food sources. Plenty of dark leafy green vegetables, that makes a difference, but also your protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. Eggs and fish are really, really great. And if you're more on the vegetarian side, I get that, but just know that protein is extremely important for your hair. And it does make a big difference in the quality of it. But your fats and your fatty acids, avocados, monounsaturated fats, all that is very helpful in giving the hair that sheen and that shine and that quality. Remember, all the health that we get, that we have, comes from the inside out. So we really want to have health. You want to have it from the inside out. That's the big key that we have to look at, is really building that. More than anything else, okay? And that's where you're going to get, especially with your hair, skin, hair, nails, all that. It really comes from the inside. It's not what we do so much from the outside that makes a difference. 888-283-7272 is the number. You can give me a call. It's your healthcare on demand. I'm America's Health Coach. Always here to be with you, to help you, encourage you. Marshall in Hilldale, California, says, I need some exercise ideas for someone that works 10 to 11 hours a day and doesn't have a lot of free time. Okay, cool. One of the things you got to do and look at with your exercise is don't ever tell yourself, whenever you tell yourself anything negative, the brain shuts down. You always have to look at possibilities. You always have to tell yourself the possibilities. You always have to give yourself the possibilities so that you can thrive. Okay? Because if you want to hit your goals, you have to lay it out. That's very, very important. If you don't lay it out, it won't happen. Not going to happen. So that's one of the big keys of what you really want to do, and I would encourage you to do. first and foremost. Okay? So, number one, if you're looking at exercise ideas, is you've got to tell yourself you do have the time. And really, 20 to 40 minutes is all you really need. I would say work out before you go to work. I don't care what it takes. I know you're working 10 hours a day. I don't care what it takes. Don't watch television. You have to give up something to get something. But I'm telling you that to try to work out at the end of your day, not going to happen. So you got to get your routine down where you get home, get to bed, take care of the kids, whatever you got to do, go straight to bed, and you get up early and go work out. And it will be very, very difficult, for the first month, maybe even 2 months. It tells you just 21 days and you'll be used to getting up at 4 a.m. Not going to happen. It's going to take about 2 months. But you got to do it over and over and over and over again. You push yourself long enough and it'll become a habit. All right? But you push yourself hard enough, push yourself long enough, and it will make a difference. So you want to start out by doing that and then get your body to a point where you can really do well and you can thrive. And that is the key. So your exercise routine is going to be extremely important. Now, the ideas I would say for you, I would weight train 3 days a week and do your entire body, split it up. Like, for example, chest and arms on Mondays. Wednesday, do your lower body and some shoulders. Or maybe just do lower body on Wednesday, and then on Friday, do your back and your shoulders. So you want to, and then your opposite days, like Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, do cardio. So you can run, go jog, get on a treadmill, ride a bike, go swim, do something for 30 minutes. So you mix up your other parts of your body, and you do something totally different. That is going to give you the best balance of what you're looking for. Okay? That really is the key. So if you want to get balanced, and you want to really hit your goals, that's the best way to do it. Otherwise, you can walk every day. But if you want to hit a good, you have to hit the weights, I think, to build a good physique that is strong, what we call strong. So the functional movements, all that is extremely important to really give your body what it needs. And I would make that really the key to your overall routine and make that the overall game plan. Okay, because at the end of the day, your exercise routine is, I think, one of your lifelines. Your eating habits and your exercise routine, your relationships, your sleeping habits, all that's your lifestyle, man. You have to manage that. That is a big key, and you got to keep it as balanced as possible. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Check us out at InShapeNetwork.com, where your health care is on demand.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.